You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stefan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Stefan James from Project Life Mastery, and today I'm excited to share with you my top four book recommendations for improving every aspect of your life. I've got a lot of incredible life-changing books that I'm going to share with you in today's video. These are books that have shaped my life. They've shaped my beliefs, my values, and who I am in so many incredible and profound ways. I would not be who I am today if it was not for these incredible books that I want to share with you today. And what I decided to do is break down my book recommendations into different areas of life, because the goal and the purpose here at Project Life Mastery is we want to make sure that we're growing and mastering every aspect of our lives, our health, our wealth, our relationships, our spirituality, and a lot more. Because as Jim Rohn says, most people in life, they major in minor things. They know more about the news or celebrity gossip or things that don't really matter in life that much. They know more about that than their own body, or about their relationships, or about managing finances, or creating success, or spirituality, or whatever it might be. And you want to make sure that you're majoring in things that actually matter in your life. There's only so many areas of life that truly matter. And if you neglect these areas of life, then there can be a lot of pain. There can be a lot of consequences. You know, learning about your health can help you be preventative. It can help you make sure that you live for a lot longer than most people, but can also make sure that you get more out of this vessel, this vehicle that you have. You get more energy and you're free from pain and disease that a lot of people suffer from. So it's worthwhile to make sure that you invest some of your time, your focus, your energy in learning about health. When you dedicate your time to feed your mind with improving these different areas of life, you can't help but be motivated or inspired, or for your behavior to follow what you're learning, because your behaviors often follow your beliefs. You know, if you really value and you believe in health, then you're going to be more likely to act in accordance with that. You're going to be much more likely to take better care of your health and your well-being. And a lot of people, they just are ignorant to a lot of the things that you can learn and discover through the process of reading and self-improvement. So I'm incredibly grateful that these books are available.
I'm always humbled and grateful that any problem or challenge or difficulty that I have in my life or have gone through, there's someone else out there in this world that's been through that exact same problem or challenge, or they've achieved this goal. They were once where I was and they overcame it and they created a book. They shared their wisdom and their experience and what they've learned in a book that I can buy for $10 or $20 and benefit from their lifetime of knowledge. How incredible is that? I mean, if you really understand how valuable that is, then you're going to be wanting to read a lot more. And I personally love to learn. I spend at least an hour a day reading, sometimes 2 hours a day, and you get really addicted to it once you really get into some great books, you know, many of which I'm going to share with you today. So when we discuss the different areas of life, which I'll go to the different categories that I've outlined here, you know, the reason why I think this is also important is whenever someone asks me, Stefan, what book should I read? What do you recommend? I often respond with, well, what area of your life are you really focused on right now? You know, are you really focused on your health? If that's the case, then there's some books I can recommend there. Are you really focused on business and creating success? If that's the case, here's some of the books I can recommend. Are you really focused on your finances and the mindset of money and investing? If that's the case, here's some books I can recommend. Or do you have this problem? Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's some mental health challenges. Maybe that's something you got to prioritize. If that's the case, here's some books that I can recommend. And so that's kind of why I wanted to do it this way as well, is because I think the books that you should be reading should be usually relevant to what you're trying to focus on overcoming most in your life, or achieving, or moving towards, or moving away from. It's always going to change based on where you're at. Versus I could share with you random books, but they might not be relevant based on where you are right now in your life. And so with the categories in the books I'm going to share here, there'll be more than enough for you to choose from based on what's important to you and what you want to really improve in your life. So here are the categories I want to be diving into. Number one is general self-help. Number two is mindset. Number three is physical health. Number four is mental health and addiction, which I think is a very important topic that often is not spoken about enough publicly. Relationships, finances, business, marketing. So for those of you that have a business or in the world of business or an online business, marketing is a lot that I can share there. Spirituality, as well as Christianity, for those of you that are Christians that are looking for some book recommendations. So let's dive in. I'm going to start off with general self-help. These are books that you can't go wrong with. They're going to improve your overall well-being in life. I think they're great staples that everybody should read at some point. And they kind of lay a good foundation for living and creating a quality of life. And they kind of touch in different aspects in different areas of life. So the first one is Awaken the Giant Within: How to Take Immediate Control of Your Mental, Emotional, Physical, and Financial Destiny. This is a book by Tony Robbins. I read this book maybe when I was 20 or 21 years old, and it really changed my life. Tony Robbins has been one of the biggest influences in my life. He's someone that I discovered his audio programs when I was 17 years old. And a lot of what I believe and a lot of who I am has been based on a lot of teachings and the influence of Tony Robbins. In fact, the whole Project Life Mastery concept was inspired by Tony Robbins, because he coined life mastery. And that was an idea that really resonated with me a lot, and has decided to build Project Life Mastery out of. So this is a fantastic book. Highly recommend it. He has some other books, some of which I'll recommend, but his other one is known as Unlimited Power. And that's a fantastic one as well, that goes more into NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, which is a methodology of producing change in human beings and within yourself as well. So Awaken the Giant Within is number one. Number two is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Classic book, must read. You know, there's some people that, you know, discredit Napoleon Hill based on, I guess, certain things that might have come out about him. But nonetheless, it's an incredible classic. There's so many great principles of this book that will help you with your mindset, will help you create success, financial wealth, if you want to pursue that in your life. And even, you know, he has a chapter that I've enjoyed on sexual transmutation, how to channel your sexual energy to create success as well, which, you know, Freud and, you know, others have said that your desire for sex is the strongest of all human desires, this need to reproduce. and learning how to channel that energy and into success or being productive or whatever it is that you want to accomplish is a valuable thing that is worth learning about. So that's my second one. Third is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Fantastic book. Really, really enjoyed this one. You know, he has these 7 habits that are really important, one of which I always come back to is to seek first to understand, then to be understood. Okay, seek first to understand, then be understood. That's really important because oftentimes people want to project their opinions, their belief, and they're very rigid and inflexible with their belief systems, and they don't first seek to understand other people's viewpoints, understand where they're coming from, maybe walk in their shoes a little bit and take that in. Doesn't mean you have to agree with it or buy into it, but try to understand others and have compassion for their belief systems and appreciate the world before trying to be understood and just trying to be right and be in your ego. So that's a fantastic book that touches on that along with a lot more. And the fourth one in general self-help is called 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos by Dr. Jordan Peterson. Now, I got into Dr. Jordan Peterson's work a few years ago. He became very popular on YouTube and social media, and I've really enjoyed his insight on a lot of different subjects. You know, he doesn't shy away from talking about politics to, you know, all the things that are going on in the world. And he has a really powerful message that is delivered a lot in a more different way than the general self-help message and community delivers things. He's a psychologist. He has a lot of clinical experience. He is very well versed in, you know, Freud and Carl Jung and, you know, all the different psychoanalysis and psychologists and psychiatrists of our time. And he really thinks things through that it's very difficult to disagree with a lot of things that he shares because he really teaches how to think and how to take responsibility for one's life. And, you know, one thing I've learned from his, you know, just when you have an idea or a belief, whatever it is, to attack that belief and that idea from multiple viewpoints and perspectives to ultimately determine the highest form of truth from that and not just be attached and hold on to a certain belief that you might have had since you were young, but to have an open mind, to be flexible with that belief, but to challenge it to determine what belief ultimately serves you and serves the highest form of truth. So it's a deeper book, a little bit more challenging to read than traditional self-help books, but definitely worthwhile to dive into. And it can be useful also to watch a lot of Jordan Peterson on YouTube, some of his lectures and some debates with him. And I found that was a great supplement, as you know, with reading his book and going through some of his other content to understand some of the ideas and the principles that he has in a lot deeper way. So let's move on to mindset. Now, mindset is improving just the mindset you have towards life, you know, fundamental beliefs that you might want to take on or shift within yourself that can contribute to more success, help you work harder or deal with adversity or challenges or achieve whatever it is that you want. The first one is a book called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth. Fantastic book. One of the things that she highlights in it is the hard thing rule. Every day doing something that's hard or difficult that helps you build grit. For me, one of those things is doing a cold shower every day, as you know, as well as many other things, working out, other things that you want to proactively do to develop that grit to be able to make it through life and have a stronger mentality. The second one is called Relentless, From Good to Great to Unstoppable. This is a book by Tim Grover. Tim Grover was the trainer for Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, many other athletes. And he was able to identify the difference in mindset from someone like a Michael Jordan to, you know, an all-star athlete to just the average athlete or the average person. And so it's quite fascinating to get a glimpse of that psychology of someone who is the Michael Jordan, the best of whatever it is that they pursued in life. So there's a lot of great nuggets in the mentality that you can take on that can allow you to be relentless in your life. The third one is called Can't Hurt Me, Master Your Mind and Defy the Odds. This is by David Goggins. Now, David Goggins is someone who's popular on social media. He was a Navy SEAL. He is like an extreme athlete where He does these triathlons and Ironman and, you know, these like extreme long distance runs and swims over several days. It's pretty incredible what he's done, and he's one of the best in the world at it. And this is the story of his life. And he came from, you know, he was lazy, he dealt with abuse, a really dysfunctional family and upbringing, and it's really inspirational to see how he turned his life around. And he became a Marine, and he became a Navy SEAL, and he became this really inspirational human being, and really embodied work ethic and that relentless mentality. So if you struggle with laziness and procrastination, this is a fantastic book that will really inspire you and show you how you can turn your life around. And the fourth one is called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol Dweck. And one thing I enjoyed about this book is she talks about there's the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. Now, you guys here at Project Life Mastery, you all have a growth mindset. You wouldn't be here watching or listening to me right now if you didn't have one. But there's a lot of people, obviously, in the world that have a fixed mindset. They're fixed in their beliefs. There might be family members that you know, friends that you know. So it helps you understand that a little bit better, but also understand the consequences of having a fixed mindset versus the growth mindset and how that can really benefit your life. Let's move on to physical health. Now, health is a topic. You can go into a lot of different things, a lot of different areas. And I've read quite a few books on health, but the more that I learn about health, as almost any other area of my life, I realize the more that I know, the more that I don't know, that there's just so much to learn about the human body and all the science that's available that comes out. And it can also be difficult to know what is the right approach. You know, what is the right diet that I should follow? You know, this person here promotes plant-based diet or a vegan diet, and then over here they're promoting the carnivore diet, and each person is sharing all the great benefits and why they're right and the other's wrong, and why this person's right and why they're wrong. And so it's very challenging to navigate the health space. And I've ultimately concluded that you got to take in information, but apply it and measure in your own body what works for you. What have you noticed within your own body? Do you have more energy? Do you feel better? Have you relieved symptoms and ailments that you felt in your body by going this way or that way? Sometimes doing measurements and getting blood, you know, your blood tested and hormone checked and a stool analysis, all those things you can do can help you know whether or not you're on the right track and what's working best for you in your body. But no doubt these books can be of tremendous value and share with you different perspectives, and you can't go wrong applying what you learn in these books. The first one is called How Not to Die. I love that title. Discover the Food Scientifically Proven to Prevent and Reverse Disease. This is by Michael Greger. This is more promoting a vegetarian diet. A lot of science in this book. And what I really love about this book is every chapter is on a specific disease. And so heart disease, there's a whole chapter. So if you want to avoid heart disease or prevent it, you can open up a chapter of that book and you can read all the science and all the foods that he says you should eat and what you should avoid in order to prevent heart disease. Or maybe pancreatic cancer. If that's a concern, there's a chapter on that. You open it up, he shares all the science and things that can help you in that area. If it's obesity, if it's whatever it might be, diabetes, he's got chapters on each of those. And each chapter, you know, I don't know how many pages each one is, but there's just so much value in each one that it's a book that I've really considered. I think I will buy it for certain family members and people that I know, because, you know, we're all going to face health challenges in our life, you know, no doubt about it. I think one in three people die from cancer. One in three also die from heart disease. You know, and a lot of it is preventable. If you change up your lifestyle and your eating habits and exercise more and apply different principles, you can prevent or avoid or even cure some of those things that some people experience. So this is a fantastic book that I really did enjoy and can recommend. The second one is called Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, The Complete Guide to Fats, Oils, Cholesterol, and Human Health. This is by Dr. Udo Erasmus. Now, Dr. Udo is someone I've actually had on my YouTube channel many years ago. He is probably one of the world's experts in fats, essential fatty acids, omega-3s, 6-9s, and really goes heavy into the science of all of that. And he also started Udo's Oil, which is a very popular essential oil blend that you might see at Whole Foods, many Most health food stores carries this product of his, which I've been a big fan of and using my diet, my lifestyle. But it's a really fantastic book that I can recommend if you want to learn more about the importance of fats. The third one is called The Reboot with Joe Juice Diet: Lose Weight, Get Healthy, and Feel Amazing. This is by Joe Cross. Now, I came about this book by watching his documentary called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Amazing documentary, really changed my life and inspired me to do a juice fast. I did 14 days of just green juice. And I've now done that maybe four other times in my life. Almost every year now, I've been doing some sort of cleanse or detox. But that documentary is so powerful of him sharing his experience. He went 90 days of just juice, transformed his body, lost a lot of weight, was able to essentially at least heal or at least temporarily get rid of all the symptoms of his autoimmune disorder that he was dealing with, and taking all these medications. He was able to get off all his medications, and he was able to inspire others that they document and show in that documentary. But this book is more of a practical guide of doing a juice fast and how to reboot your body and all the science of it. So fantastic book if you want to improve and optimize your health, as well as the documentary. And the fourth one is called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And I can't pronounce the doctor's name or last name, but I just call him Dr. Batman because it's Dr. Batman, blah, I can't pronounce it. Classic book that really shows the importance of hydration and water. This doctor was actually, if I recall his story, he was in an Iranian prison or jail cell or something like that. And he was able to treat the other prisoners there and heal and cure a lot of their ailments and a lot of their disease and sickness just through water therapy, just by using water. And he demonstrates and shares how most of us are chronically dehydrated and how important our water is for our body. 70% of our body is made up of water. 70% of our planet is water. And so making sure that you're hydrated is really important. And especially if you feel fatigued or if you feel, you have brain fog or whatever it might be, the first and most important thing you should do is drink water. You're probably dehydrated. And so really fantastic book. Just the power of water is such an important subject that we need to make sure that we prioritize, especially in this world where we consume a lot of processed drinks and sugar drinks and things that are actually dehydrating us and causing a lot of health issues. Okay, the next category is mental health and addiction. Now, this is something that doesn't get talked about as much as it should. I've dealt with some mental health challenges and even addictions in my life with video games, pornography, social media, things like that, that is really important to talk about and have awareness of. And, you know, we get easily prescribed drugs to help us with our mental health. And I think drugs are incredible and incredibly valuable, but they also get overprescribed. And oftentimes we don't look at the root cause of what's really going on with our lifestyle or traumas from our past or whatever it might be that I think that we should focus on healing and resolving, because medication has some limitations to it. So here's some of the books that have really impacted my life in this. And I maybe got five here for you. Okay, the first one is called Man's Search for Meaning by Dr. Viktor Frankl. This is a classic book. Dr. Viktor Frankl was a psychiatrist who shares his story in the book about how during the war, World War II, him and his family was taken away and locked up in Nazi concentration camps in Auschwitz. And his family, I believe, all died. And so he was in Auschwitz, suffering, death all around him, and he studied that and was able to identify why is it that some people make it through suffering and others don't, and how is it that some people, in spite of suffering that's going on in the external world, internally they can still be happy and fulfilled. And he kind of popularized what's known as logotherapy, which is a way of reframing things, looking for an empowering meaning in every form of life, every event that occurs, even the most tragic events and experiences, you can still find an empowering meaning from that. And that's a great foundational piece that he's passed on to the world to share that has been a foundation for a lot of our mental health and our well-being today. So fantastic book, classic book. The second one is called Dopamine Nation, Finding a Balance in the Age of Indulgence. This is from Dr. Anna Lemke. I just read this book and I loved it. This was an amazing book. She found out about it by watching her on Joe Rogan podcast and really enjoyed it. It talked about mental health and addiction. And it really sheds light on dopamine, which is something that I've talked about before on this channel, how we overstimulate our dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter in our brain. And as a result of that, you know, through this crazy overstimulated world that we live in, when you overstimulate your dopamine, there's a crash, there's a dopamine deficit. That dopamine deficit is where a lot of people, they feel anxiety, depression, ADD, they feel this numbness, like a zombie going through life, or like nothing gives them pleasure. That's a dopamine deficit state that she talks about, and just how these things in our lifestyle is actually contributing to that. And we got to reset our brain. We got to do a dopamine detox. So it's a fantastic book that goes into some of the latest science and research. And I really enjoyed this book. The third one is called The Molecule of More, How a Single Chemical in Your Brain Drives Love, Sex, and Creativity and Will Determine the Fate of the Human Race. I read this book 2 years ago, changed my life. I was addicted to more, which is dopamine, is the molecule that they're referring to in this book. And it describes how our society has grown out of this desire for more and dopamine, but it also talks about the consequences and how it actually hurts our mental health and leads to addiction and a lot of the things that Dopamine Nation talks about as well. And it really shifted my values in life from being less driven towards success and having more money and things like that to learning to live in the here and the now, to rebalance my brain and the other molecules in my brain. Fantastic book, fantastic book. The next one is called Recovery, Freedom from Our Addictions by Russell Brand. Now, Russell Brand, most of you might know as the comedian, the actor, very insightful. He's got a YouTube channel that I enjoy listening to once in a while. And he, you know, is very public about the addictions that he's had to drugs, alcohol, I think, sex, pornography. And he shares in this book his story, but also really introduces the 12 steps that is used in Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step groups. He introduces it and shares it in a good way, in a more of an entertaining way, I guess, in a different style too that not everybody will enjoy. You know, I think he uses, you know, profanity and things like that in his book. But nonetheless, really great book that sheds light on addiction and is a good intro to 12 steps. And of course, there's many other books if you want to learn more about the 12 steps that you can check out as well.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M, noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The next one I thought would be worth including, because I know a lot of people struggle with this as well, and it's an important one. It's called Your Brain on Porn: Internet Pornography and the Emerging Science of Addiction. Now, if you're someone like myself, when I was a young guy back when I was in, you know, growing up as a teenager, with the internet, of course, getting exposed to pornography, being addicted to pornography, not thinking anything was wrong with it, not knowing and having any awareness about how it was affecting my life, and just basically watching pornography for many, many years without knowing anything about what it was doing to my brain. This book shed light on that. It shared, surprise, surprise, about dopamine and how important that is and how pornography overstimulates that, but also sheds light about how it makes us objectify the opposite sex. And by the way, it's not just for men, women as well, you know, deal with addiction to pornography also, which is worth noting. But it really talks about how it affects our relationships, objectifying the opposite sex, looking at them as just an object that of your own pleasure, how in relationships makes you less aroused and attracted to real people, prevents you from having intimacy with real people, as well as the mental health impact that it has as well. So fantastic book, read it. It goes into a lot of the science. I think the author is Gary Wilson. I'll link to the book below for you as well. Okay, let's move on to relationships. The 5 Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts by Gary Chapman. Great classic book, understanding the 5 love languages that every human being, there's 5 love languages, but there's 1 or 2 that are top love languages. And understanding that your love languages is maybe different than my love language. And if I'm in relationship with you, I need to know what your love language is so that I can meet and fulfill that love language and vice versa. And oftentimes the challenges we have in our relationships is not meeting your partner's love language. So that's a great book that has actually a quiz to help you determine your love language and provide some great advice on each one. The next one is called The 7 Principles of Making Marriage Work, a practical guide from the country's foremost relationship expert. This is from John Gottman from the Gottman Institute. Famous, famous book with relationships. John Gottman's known as saying that he can predict with like 90-something% accuracy whether or not a relationship or a marriage is going to last or if they'll end up in divorce. Very, goes to the science and studies couples and how they behave, and they kind of put like a couple in a room and have cameras and just leave them for a period of time, and based on what they've researched from how they interact with one another, it's pretty amazing what they've been able to find in terms of how compatible that relationship is, whether or not they'll last long term. Pretty fascinating book. I read this book before I was married. So it's not a book that you have to read to be married. If you're interested in relationships and having a great long-lasting relationship, it's a fantastic book that can help you with that. Next one is called Cupid's Poisoned Arrow: From Habit to Harmony in Sexual Relationships. I read this book 1.5 years ago or so, changed my life, changed my relationship. I love this book. It also goes into dopamine, and specifically it shares a different way of lovemaking with your partner. It sheds light when you have an orgasm, which is one of the most pleasurable experiences a human can have. There's a huge crash, the dopamine crash. It takes about 2 weeks for your brain to normalize and achieve that state of equilibrium again. But when you have orgasms, it affects your relationship afterwards in a negative way. It makes you more irritable with your partner, less attracted to them. And if you can, it sheds light and shares an ancient old tradition of non-ejaculation. If you're a man, touches on tantra, channeling your sexual energy into different parts of your body, and really having more intimacy in your relationship, and more, not just that, I'd say more passion and attraction in your relationship. So if that's something that you struggle with in your relationship, fantastic book that I can highly, highly recommend. And the next one is called The Way of the Superior Man by David Data. Now, this is a book for men, although women can read it to understand men a little bit more. But David Data really popularized the archetypes of masculine and feminine energy. And he really helped build the men's group movement. And this book is a really enjoyable read, although some parts is a little bit out there in terms of the New Age stuff. But each chapter is a couple pages, maybe 3 or 4 pages, but there's nuggets of wisdom. I've actually done men's groups with my friends where we get together and we read a chapter of the book, we discuss it, and we actually practice some of these masculine rituals and practices that he shares. So fantastic book. I've always enjoyed David Data's work, especially the masculine feminine side. Let's move on to finances, creating wealth, managing your finances, even investing in the mindset. So obviously a classic is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. What the rich teach their kids about money that the poor and middle class do not. Must read book. It's one of the most popular finance books out there. He's got a great one that he follows it up with. He's got many great books, but the next one that I recommend after that is called Cash Flow Quadrant. And he's actually got a game, a board game called Cash Flow, which is also fun, that allows you to practice the rich mentality, investing your money, creating financial freedom, all of that. So great classic book that will shift your mindset from the poor mentality to the wealthy mentality. The next one is called Money Master the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. This is also by Tony Robbins. I really enjoyed this book when he came out with it, and it really influenced my investing mindset and strategy. Because what Tony Robbins did, he went and interviewed 50 of the greatest billionaires that are alive today. People that went from nothing to billions of dollars. And that includes Warren Buffett, Ray Dalio, Carl Icahn, Paul Tudor Jones, many of the greatest investors, Sir John Templeton, many of the greatest investors throughout history. He kind of packages together the best of what he's learned from them, which is a tremendous, tremendous value. Really has promoted index funds, and dollar cost averaging, a lot of simple and important financial principles that everybody needs to know. And he's got another one called Unshakable, is another book, which is a shorter version of Money Master the Game, just not as in-depth, but is a shorter version if you don't want to read the longer version of Money Master the Game. The next one is called The Millionaire Fast Lane, Crack the Code to Wealth and Live Rich for a Lifetime. This is by MJ DeMarco. Really enjoyed this book, really inspired me, because a lot of finance books, they talk about getting rich slow. You invest in the market, you compound that, over 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and eventually you get rich. The Millionaire Fast Lane criticizes that thinking, that mentality, and shares, who wants to be rich when they're like 60 or 70? I want to be rich in my 30s, my 40s. So this book really inspired me, but also shifted my mindset to being more aggressive and more on the attack to creating wealth and becoming a millionaire at a younger age. So really fantastic book. And the next one is called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth by T. Harv Eker. I love T. Harv Eker. I've been to his seminars, The Millionaire Mind Intensive. He doesn't teach anymore, but this was a really good classic book that goes into the inner game of wealth. And I really enjoy Harv's speaking and writing style. Really just, I like that style where he's kind of in your face and, will be, kind of tough on you in different ways too. I think sometimes that's good to have in a coach, but I really enjoyed his style. And so this is also a great book. Okay, let's transition into business. The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work Out and What to Do About It. This is from Michael Gerber. And classic book. I read this book when I was 22 years old, I think, or 21 years old. It's a little bit over my head if you're brand new to business, because it talks about like creating an org chart and these things that for me as just a one person entrepreneur, or solopreneur, I couldn't resonate with as much. But one thing that he really did talk about that hit home with me is to work on your business and not in your business, to systematize your business. He uses the example of McDonald's. With McDonald's, McDonald Brothers, they're really great at their hamburgers and creating them, but they couldn't replicate it and scale it on a massive scale. And so it was Ray Kroc that came along and basically was the genius behind realizing this process you have for making burgers, we can systematize it, and create a step-by-step process that we could bring in kids off, you know, from high school that can do this, and that can allow us to scale and produce a great quality burger while growing and becoming a national brand. So it goes into that story and some of the principles that can help you scale your business, which I really enjoy. The next one is called the 4-Hour Work Week. Escape the 9-to-5, live anywhere, and join the new rich. This is by Tim Ferriss. This book shifted my life when I was 21 years old. Helped me realize I didn't have to live the traditional path of working 40 hours a week until I'm 65 and then I retire and then enjoy my life. It shares that you can live the 4-hour work week. You can systematize, automate, outsource things in your life, be more efficient, and build an online business essentially that can allow you to have freedom that most people traditionally don't have in their life. The next one is called Principles, Life and Work. This is by Ray Dalio. Ray Dalio is has the biggest hedge fund in the world with Bridgewater Associates. He's an investor, but also has built an incredible company that has done incredibly well. And I've always enjoyed listening to Ray on YouTube whenever he's been interviewed. He has a really great video on how the economy works on YouTube as well that you guys can check out. It's a very deep book, but there's just so much wisdom in this book. And the next one is called Sam Walton, Made in America. This is the biography of Sam Walton, who is the founder of Walmart. And it shares his story, but also has some great business principles in it as well. So that's a fantastic one. Let's dive into marketing. One I have here is called Influence, Science and Practice. Influence is by Robert Cialdini. It goes into, and I don't think that's actually the subtitle. I'm gonna have to look it up again, but the title is Influence. But it goes into what influences human beings, which is really important to understand with marketing. So for example, it goes into social proof. When you see a lot of people doing something or buying something, or you see like a lot of reviews or testimonials, that social proof that influences people that this must be great, so they automatically follow that. It goes into scarcity. That when you limit the supply of something, if you offer a discount or a sale in your business for marketing, limited quantity creates more scarcity. People are more urgent in wanting to buy your product. It goes into reciprocity. When you give to others, they want to reciprocate that. They want to give back. And that's something that influences us. It goes into many of these psychological principles that a lot of the marketers today have studied the work from Robert Cialdini. So it's a really great classic book if you're interested in the world of marketing. The next one is called Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got by Jay Abraham. Jay Abraham is, you know, one of the best marketers in the world. Brilliant guy, worked with a lot of the biggest companies in the world. This is a really good book because it's a little bit weak on the internet marketing side because it's an older book, but it goes into a lot of amazing marketing principles that if you have your own business and you're reading this, your brain's going to be thinking about all these things you should be doing to market your business, market your product. So it's a really great book. It gives you a lot of good ideas and strategies. The next one is called Traffic Secrets, the underground playbook for filling your websites and funnels with your dream customers. This is by Russell Brunson, who I've had on my channel at a different time interviewing him. Really great book that basically is a new and updated book of how to market your product and how to get traffic. It goes into YouTube marketing, Instagram, Facebook, running advertisements, you know, blogging, every form of marketing that's popular today, and shares some of the best principles and strategies behind it. So really fantastic book. The next one is called Building a Story Brand, Clarify Your Message So Customers Will Listen More, by Donald Miller. And this will help you identify the story of your brand and your business and how to communicate it, why people need to connect with that, and how that will ultimately help you attract people, but also build raving fans. Okay, we're almost done. It's a lot of books. Next is spirituality. Here I've got five. I'm cheating a little bit. It's just too hard. Like, spirituality, there's many, you know, directions you can go. New Age, you know, Buddhist. I got a section here just for Christianity, just because I am a Christian, and I'll share four books in that category as well. Spirituality, I kind of look at it as raising our consciousness as a human being, and none of these conflict with the doctrine, I believe, with most religions. So I think they can complement it in different ways. And some of them even discuss and relate to modern religion and just kind of how some of the principles connect with that. Okay, the first one is called A New Earth, Awakening Your Life's Purpose. This is by Eckhart Tolle. He's got another fantastic one called The Power of Now. I enjoy listening to Eckhart Tolle on YouTube and you know, some of his lectures and interviews. Really goes into the ego, really discusses living in the now, the present moment, and how important that is for us. Fantastic, fantastic book that will open up your mind and you'll have a paradigm shift with. I'd say out of all the books that have changed my life the most, it's the spiritual ones, to be honest. That, not that the other ones haven't, but the business and marketing, yeah, they make you more money and whatnot, but the spiritual ones and some of the self-help, you have this paradigm shift. It's like light bulbs go off in your mind and you look at the world in a very different way. So these books will definitely help you do that. The next one's called The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself. This is by Michael Singer. Michael Singer was a very successful entrepreneur, multimillionaire, left all of that to basically pursue a spiritual practice and to let go of it and surrender to it. He's got another book called The Surrender Experiment, and he's also got a really good audio and video course called Living from a Place of Surrender that Tatiana and I listened to when we were on a multiple-day safari in Tanzania in the Serengeti. It was really deep, but enjoyable to listen to. This is one I just reread that is like blows your mind. It's called Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior by Dr. David Hawkins. This book, which, you know, could be controversial in terms of, you know, people challenge some of the things that he shares in this book, but is no doubt a really powerful book and there's a lot of value in it. So what Power Versus Force is about and what David Hawkins talks about is he introduces what he calls the map of consciousness. That every human being, we can measure our consciousness on a scale from 1 to 1,000. Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, all calibrated at 1,000 on the map of consciousness. And everybody calibrates somewhere on that scale. 1,000, set over 700 to 1,000 is enlightenment. 200 is a critical point because less than 200 is, he refers to as force, and it's a lot of suffering that occurs in less than 200 consciousness. I'm not doing the best job explaining it. You're going to have to read the book because it is hard. I understand it, but can't. No, I don't know it enough to explain it in the way that I really would like to. But anyways, over 200, you start to move into power. And you, when you raise your consciousness beyond 200, that's where fulfillment really lies in life. And the planet is calibrated, I think, at a bit over 200. Although it helps you, what I found, whether it's accurate or not, which we can debate about, because he uses kinesiology in order to determine truth from falsehood, which is muscle testing. Basically, if you do a muscle test and you hold out your arm and you make a statement, if that statement is false, your arm gets weak. If it's truthful, your body stays strong. And he, you know, references the universal mind, collective consciousness, if you're familiar with Carl Jung, and how within us we have a consciousness that's collective with all of humanity and imprinted in our DNA. So really fascinating theory, and he goes into science behind it as well. And obviously it's you know, debatable, but I found nonetheless, whether it's not accurate or not, there's still so much value that I've gotten from this, and having a scale and a map to understand consciousness and why people behave and they're living in a low conscious place to those that are in a higher consciousness, and how you can raise your consciousness as a human being and move more closer towards enlightenment is something that I've really connected with and has really opened up my mind in a lot of great ways. So fantastic book. He has another great one that I'm reading right now called Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender. This book I've read and watch some videos on from others, including from Russell Brand. Many others have shared this is one of the most powerful books they've read. And I'm already feeling that right now and connecting with it in a big way. I've actually found from reading Power Versus Force and this book, I've noticed an actual impact in my life just from reading it. Not even applying anything, but just going through the book, I feel like my consciousness is greater as a result of just consuming these books. So it's quite fascinating to dive deep into this work. And the next one I thought I'd throw in too is one that really impacted me earlier and was a good introduction to some of these spiritual concepts and ideas. It's called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, a book that changes lives. And this is by Dan Millman. And I first watched the movie. It's called The Peaceful Warrior. Highly recommend you watch this movie. Really opened up my mind in a lot of different ways and did make a huge impact in my life. And that got me inspired to read the book and then also then read. Dan Millman has a few other books that I've read as well, which are also quite good. So great book. And lastly, let's dive into Christianity. Now, Christianity, some of you may be a Christian, some of you may not be, that's fine. I know that I've shared that I'm a Christian and I enjoy connecting with God and Christ and learning more and have my rituals and practices that I do that support me in this aspect of my life. And so for those of you that are interested in some resources that can help you learn more and become deeper in this area, here's a few. Obviously, I cannot not mention the Bible. I have not read all of the Bible. I've read most of the New Testament, part of the Old Testament. And, Bible study is something that I do a few times a week that I need to up my game on, to be honest. But there's so much wisdom. There's so much value in the Bible that you'll always be able to go back to forever. And it's the ultimate source, I think, worth prioritizing and reading and focusing on if you are a Christian. The next one is called The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? By Rick Warren. Really great book for Christians to help you identify your purpose in life and to live with a sense of purpose and to live and to practice a lot of the Christian values and principles. The next one is called The Case for Christ. A journalist's personal investigation of the evidence for Jesus. This is by, I think it's Lee Strobin, I think is his name. I originally watched the movie, The Case for Christ. I recommend that. It's a great movie. But if you want to go deeper into that and all the evidence that he has for The Case for Christ, then the book would be the place to go. This man was an atheist. His wife was becoming a Christian and he was concerned. And as a journalist, he basically sought out to try to prove why God and why Jesus does not exist. But it ended up having the opposite effect on him and he got converted as a Christian just because all the evidence that he found was just too hard for him to deny. So really fantastic movie and diving into the book as well. And the last one is called Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. This is a book that you read every day. Basically, each chapter is just kind of a passage and a prayer and listening to the words of Jesus and connecting with them. And a really enjoyable book, really uplifting if you are a Christian, and will just help you connect more with God. That's it. That's it. I don't know how long I've been talking for. We'll wrap this up here, but those are the top four books that I've concluded based on all the books that I've read, the hundreds and hundreds of books over the last 16, 17 years. These are the best of the best, and there's more that I can offer. There's more that I can share, but these are the ones that I've narrowed in, are the ones that I think are the most worthwhile and the ones that can really impact your life the most. So I know I've given you a lot. I'd encourage you to try to, based on my descriptions of each, which ones really resonate with you? Which one is most relevant to you based on where you are right now? Is there a certain area of your life that you want to change or improve or grow in or overcome difficulties in? And, if that's the case, then I'd choose out one of these books. Maybe you could read some of the reviews on Amazon for them as well and decide which ones you want to pick up. But check them out. And if you guys have read some of these books, I'd appreciate any comments below. Share your thoughts. Share the ones that you have read. Share the ones that have stood out to you the most. If there are some here in different areas that I didn't mention, comment below. Share what those books might be. I'm always open to reading some books that can help me improve these different aspects of my life. So I'd be curious what you guys have to share with that as well. If you enjoyed this, give it a thumbs up here. Subscribe for more here on Project Life Mastery. Thank you so much. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.